third company or troop of Wenangan City, is it Sherrod's Wood Scout?
I think I started with them in about 1951.
So what age would you, were you a cub or a scout?
I would have been 10 then. I might have just been 11. One of the things that the scout troop was very keen on doing was raising money. And I can remember we used to collect jam jars and metal milk bottle tops, I think they were. It was effectively aluminium. Seemed to be a great fundraiser for the scouts. Don't ask me how, but I can remember that the scoutmaster who lived in Homestead Court, in the flats at Homestead Court, had a lock-up garage there, and we used to go around there and dump all these bags of milk bottle tops and jam jars in his garage. And I probably went through the scouts until, I think you had to move out when you were about 15 or 16 to go to the senior scouts if you wanted to. I don't think it was a very big group. I would say probably 3 or 4 patrols of about 7 or 8. So that's what, we say we have 4 patrols at 8 people, 4, 8, 32 people. I don't suppose they all turned up at the same time. Yeah, I think they had badges on the sleeves and things like that, on the shoulder blades, possibly even a coloured tassel or something on the epaulette, the shirt. In those days it was the big floppy hats, a bit like the Canadian Mounties wear. There was a big camp over at Verulanium, on Lord Verulanium's land, which I think was the whole of the Hertfordshire Scouts was supposed to attend. And I think possibly the Chief Scout, who I think was still Baden Powell, I think he visited. But most of the time it was either camping. The troop had its own camp, where summer camps, which I didn't particularly like. We went to Mersey Island for a number of occasions, I think. Certainly I can remember going there once. And there was another camp up near Tewin, the farm just outside Tewin. And then, of course, I think there were sort of group Wellingarden City area camps and weekends camping up near the tunnels at Barnes Wood, which is on the way to Tewin. Yes, Bobby Job. Well, I think it was, you know, something that came around every year about Easter time, and you had to go out and do a job for a bob, or whatever you could get out of the client. Sometimes it was easy, sometimes it wasn't, you know, and people had their sort of favourite rounds and you suddenly discovered you were knocking on doors and someone would say, oh no, we've had you look round here earlier on this week, you know. It's just a matter of ferreting out new territory and new clients, really. I think it got more and more difficult to get jobs in Bobber Job Week. Bob Brister, I think he was the son of Colonel Brister, who ought to be found in some of the Wellingarden City history, I think. It was Bob Brister, and he was married to Sybil. She came on the scout camps as well. And, you know, we went to Mersey Island and pulled down trees, collecting wood. Because it was just after the war, so there was lots of government surplus stuff. And I think we had a government surplus aircraft drop tank, which, if you had a good sense of balance, you could use as a canoe. And I think that was one of the activities we got up to. I don't suppose there were any life jackets or anything like that. So initially, we met at Sherriswood School. I think the meeting room was one of the changing rooms attached to the gymnasium at Sherriswood School. Presumably it was easy to open up in an evening rather than having to open the whole school. So we had the use of one of the changing rooms and the main gymnasium for our meetings. But later on, we acquired a hut. I suspect it was probably an ex-ICI hut, which there were many hundreds on the ICI site. And that was re-erected in the former, I suppose, clay or sand quarry, which is now called Great Dell. And I can remember we cleared that site and the hut was erected there.
So the scouts erected their own hut?
Or well, I think probably a construction company came in and put the foundations down and laid the services, and then I think the scouts more or less sort of arranged for it to be transported and stacked up. I don't know where, I can't remember actually bolting the thing together, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if it didn't come down to us. Wood, creosoted, lapboard construction. Not even sure that I went to many meetings at that hut, working towards badges, knots, badges, semaphore,